Despite sober warnings by President Obama that federal spending must be reined in, he actually wants to boost funding for the Energy Department. The new budget blueprint would give it more than $29 billion, nearly a 12% increase from current appropriation levels. But it would eliminate subsidies to oil companies and dramatically cut the budget for fossil fuel energy by 45%. That's not sitting well with Alaska's congressional delegation, which fears it will hurt the oil and gas industry. Today, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu testified before the Senate Energy Committee, where Lisa Murkowski is the top Republican. Chu talked about the president's goal of having 80% of America's electricity coming from clean energy by 2035. That includes natural gas and hydropower. Good news for Alaska. But Murkowski pointed out that other forms of energy are getting more financial support.
Wind is getting a 60% plus of solar, almost 88%. Increase. Biomass is at about a 57% plus up. Geothermal, 135%. Massive budget increases in terms of their categories. But you look to some of the others, hydropower, which is one that we pay particular attention to in Alaska, cut by 20%. Nuclear power decreases slightly at 0.6%. Nuclear waste is not addressed. All funding for natural gas technologies are zeroed out.
Secretary Chu responded that natural gas and hydropower are part of the clean energy standard the White House wants to pursue, but he says fossil fuels are considered mature technologies and received plenty of money in decades past. He says the real need for funding is in renewables like solar and wind that are cutting edge.
Quite frankly, it's a world race in order to get to those improvements, where whether it's going to be by the end of this decade or perhaps a few years further, there's a significant chance that solar energy will be competitive without any subsidy with fossil fuel. The country or the companies that develop that technology will have a worldwide market. And so we see these as putting investments in the new technologies that we think ultimately will be the technologies of the future.
The budget laid out by Secretary Chu is just a proposal and will be hashed out by Congress in the coming weeks. After today's committee meeting, Senator Murkowski journeyed to the White House to talk with President Obama. Her spokesman says the senator asked to meet with the president on, quote, a range of Alaskan issues. He would not be more specific and would not say what the senator's reaction was. Murkowski is seen as a senator the White House wants to court on energy issues.